Hello, and welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Williams, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew as we turn to chapter 14 with verses 1 through 12. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod, so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. So today in Matthew 14, verses 1 through 12, recounts the tragic story of King Herod and John the Baptist, illustrating the profound repercussions of jealousy and unchecked ambition. In this passage, Herod, who ruled as Tetrarch, became increasingly troubled by John the Baptist's rising influence and unyielding moral stance. John's bold proclamations against Herod's illicit marriage to Herodias put Herod in an exposed position as he wrestled with his feelings of jealousy and fear. Herod's jealousy blinds him to wisdom and morality, ultimately leading to the catastrophic choices. Although he recognizes John as a righteous man and initially protects him, the pressure from Herodias, a jealous wife, culminates in a rash decision made in a moment of pride. He orders John's execution, a decision motivated not by the greater good, but by personal insecurities and desire to appease those around him. This act of violence exemplifies how jealousy can warp a leader's judgment, destroying their ability to govern wisely and compassionately. You might say that about President Putin of Russia. The destructive nature of jealousy often distorts our priorities, compelling us to act against our values. It can cloud our vision, prevent collaboration, and foster divisiveness, leaving behind a wake of hurt and discord. When leaders prioritize envy over equity, they risk making choices that benefit a few at the expense of the many, highlighting the dire need for self-awareness and integrity in decision-making. In reflecting on Matthew 14, verses 1 through 12, we are reminded that letting jealousy dictate our actions not only compromises our moral compass, but also undermines our capacity to promote the common good. Instead, fostering a spirit of compassion and understanding can pave the way for decisions that uplift and unite. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 14. It's verses 1 through 12. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's titled, He Had John the Baptist Beheaded. In gilded halls where shadows creep, King Herod sat, a secret to keep. The whispers of John like thunder roared, a voice for the voiceless, truth's great sword. With fervor John spoke, unyielding, bold, condemning the sins that the powerful hold. Herod, caught in a web of his fears, faced jealousy's grasp that would lead to his peers. Herodias watched with a heart filled with spite, a dance of seduction, an illusion of light. With a request for a head, her heart turned to stone. Ambition, like poison, now claimed what was known. The banquet of blood was a feast for a king. Yet in that grim moment, what sorrow it'd bring. A man silenced cold for a foolish decree, his voice echoing still in eternity free. In jealousy's grip, Herod's heart grew dim, a choice driven by envy, darker than sin. What good can a crown bring when it's draped in despair? When love is forsaken, can wisdom stay rare? Remember this tale of pride's cruel descent. Let's hearts seek the truth. Let our spirits be bent. For the good of all people, let kindness be our thread. In justice and mercy, let our paths be Christ-led. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is August 2nd, 2025, and I'm recording this morning at 4:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' sweet name, and we are reminded today that John the Baptist lost his life out of truth, and spite and jealousy took him down. There is a tragic story here in King Herod, but Jesus prevails over everything. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.